For the world, this is Susan Flory in the BBC newsroom in London. NATO says it is continuing its operations in Yugoslavia, and Serbian news reports say there have been more NATO airstrikes near Pristina, the capital of Kosovo. Three missiles are said to have landed in Pristina, and other explosions are also reported. Details are still coming in. Washington has condemned Russia's plans to send warships to monitor NATO operations against Yugoslavia. Russia has accused the West of preparing to launch a ground attack against the Serbs. From Moscow, here's Andrew Harding.
The ships are part of Russia's Black
Sea. Andrew Harding, BBC News, Moscow.
Britain's defense secretary has underlined NATO's determination to intensify the air attacks. Future attacks, he says, will target Serb tanks and troop concentrations in particular. His comments came as NATO admitted the weather has affected its operations. The BBC's defense correspondent, Jonathan Marcus, is in Brussels.
The chief of Britain's defense staff at the NATO headquarters in Brussels.
Germany says there are indications Yugoslav forces have set up concentration camps for Kosovo Albanians. German Defense Minister Rudolf Scharping says Kosovo Albanian men are being rounded up, interned, or killed. Caroline Wyatt reports from Berlin.
The German Defense Minister.
Nazi Germany.
Four white New York policemen have been charged with the second-degree murder of an unarmed African immigrant. Amadou Diallo died in a hail of 41 bullets as he stood in his apartment in the Bronx. The officers pleaded not guilty. From the BBC newsroom in London, this is Susan Flory for The World.